I am visiting with Mike Kornman with New Holland Agriculture. And Mike, we've talked about it a little bit before, but let's we're in a new season, a new year here, and that is kind of the legacy area, I guess you might say, for New Holland. You've got a big baler, and it is big. And let's just start right there.
That's right. We've got two new models for season 2013 here in our Big Baler 330 or Big Baler 340, producing a 3 foot by 3 foot large square bale or a 3 foot by 4 foot large square bale.
Now, what is it about this new unit that really kind of sets it apart?
Well, first glance, you'll see a new styling, new appearance and everything, designed to be able to help us keep this having more maintenance and better serviceability to the unit with the single flip-up shielding on the front. It also helps reduce the trash buildup and making it easier for the operator to maintain. But the real advantage to the New Holland Big Baler is the improvements that have been made in terms of capacity. We've seen a 20% increase in capacity for the operator versus our prior series with this new Big Baler series, and a lot of that comes from the improvements that have been made in the pickup to the baler.
How about in terms of like bale density and things like that?
Yeah, we've seen a 5% increase in bale density as well. So not only producing more capacity by baling more hay per hour, but also putting more hay per bale into the bale and stuff are some of the improvements of the New Holland Big Baler series.
So essentially creating more efficiency for the producer.
Absolutely. Being able to combine that and cover more ground in on a per-day basis.
Well, is there a way to maybe quantify that in terms of in a day? I mean, how much ground can you cover or bales can you make?
That's really going to vary depending on the crop type and the field conditions and stuff. So it's kind of hard to quantify that. It's better to be able to reference it from a percentage basis for an increase, Chuck.
I figured that that was the case because there are so many varied conditions you're going to find out there. How about a recommendation on what you should pull this baler with?
Well, the New Holland T8 or T7 series tractors are kind of an ideal match in taking a look at this with the big balers. The auto command in T7 series with the constant variable transmission is really the preferred tractor of many operators that are operating large square balers.
Well, it makes a good-looking combo out here on the show floor, that's for sure.
Yes, it does. Kind of appropriate, catching a lot of attention here on the corner of our lot.
Yep. Well, thank you very much, Mike Kornman, for visiting with me and talking about the new Big Baler that's out on display again at farm shows across the country this season. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.